Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, as I ask you guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with others. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Guys, hopefully you're back. You had an amazing weekend and time off here. And, you know, we kept it rolling. You know, consistency is one of the biggest keys to network marketing success. And, you know, when you begin to realize that when you have a very clear mission and vision to go to the next level, you won't count a robbery to spend just a little time consistently building your business. And so we started a new series, and it's literally all about promotion. Saying promotion is part of the process. Going to the next level in this industry encompasses promotion. There's so many people that get complacent in mediocrity, but this is a place, an industry that you can grow as big and wide as you want to. And so we have two foundational scriptures. I'm going to review the first one, which is Psalm 78 and 70. And then on this morning, we have Isaiah 54, verses 2 through 3. Isaiah 54, verses 2 through 3. And we got to go to the Lord because many, many people don't believe that they really deserve their next level. They believe that maybe because, you know, wherever mama, papa, grandma, granddad lived, as far as they've gone, that's just as far as you're going to go. And maybe mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, maybe they didn't know about network marketing, free enterprise. Has only been really prevalent about the last 50, 60 years or so. And so what you got to know is that even when things are new, people always are very suspicious. They don't believe that it works. And obviously it didn't work. A lot of people had to go through a lot of pains, a lot of struggles to grow network marketing to where it is today. And so you are part of a Joshua generation, you could say, to be able to really take this business and industry to a highest level of professionalism. And so that means proving, showing people that the system, the business of network marketing really does work, and that your proof is in your fruit. Promotion is part of the process. Let's go to the Lord together and ask Him to show us how, what we need to do to go to the next level. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. This day you've made, and we're so glad, rejoice. We're here another time, another day, just to worship you and give you the highest praise of hallelujah. We thank you, oh dear Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Oh, how many times do we just not get it right, and you give us another opportunity. We thank you, oh Father God, that you are now, right now, as you are in our mind. You've given us higher opportunity to expand our territory. We're thanking you, Father God. We know that promotion comes from you as you give us the ability to gain wealth. We're thankful as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. We'll be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and that includes taking our spot at the top. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your servant is decreasing as your Holy Spirit is increasing. Take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. Have your way. Show yourself mighty and strong to your people. We're thanking you, oh Father God, those that are under the sound of my voice and will have the courage enough just to believe for more than where they are now. Let their houses be filled. Let them go into overflow so they may be proof that the word still works on today. We honor you and we bless you and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, so we're saying promotion is a part of the process. We know we talk about daily method of operations, income-producing activities. I just actually was finishing up early this morning my portion, my 2 cents about leadership for a book that my coach Ray Higdon is writing. I'm so honored and humbled that he asked me to be a part of any project that he's doing. And I can tell you this, because he says, you know, I want you to give me some 2 cents here. Give me some your take on leadership in particular areas. And oh, my mercy, the hardest thing was being able to condense the answers about leadership in a few sentences per question, because it's such a broad place. But one of the things about leadership, creating atmospheres for people to grow. And growth means getting bigger and bigger than you were before. That doesn't happen without promotions in your business or promotions in your team. Believe it or not, the lack of promotion or the lack of people being intentional about going to the next level in their business gives our industry a bad rap. They feel that it's a time waster, a money waster, or not intentional that promotion is a part of the process. So I want to first go to our foundational scripture, and that's Psalms 78, verse 70. And this is so powerful because it's talking about how God also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfold. God promoted David, even though most of the people around him, including his dad and brothers and what have you, didn't even think he was worthy of it. But the thing is that I believe that God gave us the example of, for us to know that as long as we're in an atmosphere where people allow us to grow in the network marketing, there are no hindrances but yourself, but your emotions, but your past. That anyone can grow to highest heights. Of course, people are developed at different levels, different times. But nonetheless, the opportunity for promotion is available to every single one of us. And so with here, you know, we talked about David. You know, we know, if you know the story, go back and read about it. He was definitely not even really necessarily a wanted child, you know. The whole little drama with, you know, David's dad who thought he was going to be sleeping with the maid of his wife. And he ended up, you know, the wife went in and cloaked herself. She ended up now being impregnated with David, who became the next king. For a lot of you all, you can't handle rejection. You think the rejection is your hindrance to you getting promoted. People saying no to you, people not believing in you. You need so much approval and acceptance for you to take your rightful place in your next level. You got to get your head in the game. You won't get promoted until you consciously decide that I'm going to give myself permission to do so. If not, we'll become very programmed into what we've always done. Most people, you know, even in school, the way that the system is, you've got to go to a particular grade, and typically the whole classroom has to for the full 9 months for someone to say, you get the grade, you promoted to the next grade. That's not how it works in network marketing. Now we have to jump through hoops, take all these different tests, a test to see what college will accept you. Then now you get into this particular college. Then now you got to take way more tests again, keep going through the processes, and you're waiting for someone to read your paper and say, yeah, promotion granted to you again. Then now you graduate from college, and now you're going applying for all these jobs, and you're waiting for a boss, someone sitting on the other side of you, to say, yeah, I'm giving you the upgrade to your life. You get the job. Then you get the job, and now you got to go through all these different things. I got to go through reviews. I got to go through reviews for a promotion. I got to go through reviews for a raise. I got to go through reviews. So we are so programmed on waiting for someone else to give us promotion authority. You already have been granted the promotion. You just got to walk in it. And so how are we doing that? Getting your head in the game, and then now you got to get eyes in front of your business, which goes to our next scripture. Our next scripture out of Isaiah. Because you know what? In order for you to get promoted, you have to have more exposures for expansion. This is where a lot of people get tripped up. They think that their little list, or I call five people, is enough for them to get promoted. They now are still looking for that acceptance, and they go back, and if those five people said no, they're forgetting that there's 50,000 people along your career that you should expose to, that you need to talk to get to where you're trying to go to. And so Isaiah 54, chapters 2 through 3 says, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtains of your dwelling, spare not. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess nations and will resettle the desolate cities. Oh, my God. It's your job. We are creating, we're leaders, we're creating descendants, we're creating people who are coming behind us. But we've got to expand through massive exposure. Getting so many eyes in front of what you have to offer. When we move into our next level, you're going to hear how your ears play a big part in your promotion. First, it's about the eyes. And I know that we have very limited vision. And so that's why you got to rely on the system and do your daily method of operation regularly, consistently, sparing not. So you build up your core, you build up your skills, and then you start spreading abroad. People are now start talking about you because you're helping so many people. You're sharing it with so many people. You're now getting so many eyes in front of what you're doing. You're in your social media regularly, branding and promoting yourself, not promoting necessarily your product or your service, but promote what your mission, what the movement stands for. Big difference. It's not necessarily only just saying, buy this, click my link. You do that at the appropriate time, but you've got to go and expand through getting more eyes in front of what you have to offer. Some people only want to do arm's length transactions. They don't want to do anything different. I can tell you, when you're brand new, it may just look like your list of 10 or your list of 20. But eventually, once you make a list of 20, and if you're doing your daily method of operation, that list of 20 turns into a list of 100, even if you claim you don't know anybody. I don't know nobody. Anyone who can say, I don't know nobody, that's a problem as a grown person. That means that you have relationship issues. This is a place you can build that up. You don't know nobody? How you don't know nobody? Pick up your phone and see how many somebodies you collected as contacts in your phone. I'm concerned when an adult say, I have nobody, not even a starting point. That's where healing and development needs to go to play. I can tell you something. If you were to take on the idea that I'm responsible for my next generation's growth, you will get to move it. I'm responsible for my next generation's growth. You will get to moving. Some people are living their life thinking that it's always someone else's responsibility for their promotion or for their growth. Those are for people who have not in the game and can't see further than what's just right in front of their face. The more you expose, the more you expand, increasing your probability for promotion. What is your plan? How many eyes are you going to get in front of your business? I got news for you. You can't get financial freedom looking for everything to be free. Okay, I got to say this one more time. You ain't going to become financially free thinking that everything that's coming to you got to be free. You got to invest time and money into getting eyes in your business. That's why it's called marketing. In the very beginning, your free list, maybe the phone list you got or what have you, is going to work. Over time, we train people, hey, what if you download maybe a promoted post or a post in Facebook? You like turn it into a business page if it's Instagram and if it's, you know, Facebook. You need to actually carry yourself in a way that people who may want to join your business, you'll be attractive to them. You got to be mindful that you're always on stage once you become a leader. You never get off the stage. Your life becomes the stage as a leader. You don't get the chance to do and say whatever you want to say and do, and then you want people to join a business with you. It doesn't work like that. But you feel like, okay, I can go on Mark Zuckerberg's stage because it's free. All I got to do is put in my name and information, but he's making a ton of money off of folk who think that they're supposed to go far off of free. How far are you really going to go off of free when all the big players invest? When you start earning commissions, you need to dedicate a portion of that to the growth of your business, which includes how am I going to get more eyes in front of my business? You say, what should I do? I had somebody ask me about radio. I'm so sure. I haven't had the best results from there. Influencer marketing, maybe in Instagram, that's good. Gotten great success there. It's just like doing, you say, trial runs, have somebody else's audience, get eyes in front of somebody else's audience and be willing to pay for it. And do it in rations, not about how much it costs, but how much does it mean to you in your business to invest? Getting more eyes in front of your business increases exposure so you can expand. Promotion is a part of the process. I want to say good morning to you guys. You know, I am literally heading out on today, so we won't take any callers in on today, but I need you to think about this. Go back into our two scriptures, 78. And Psalm 78 and 70, very, very important. And you need to be in Isaiah 54, chapters 2 through 3, and ask yourself, hey, I want all this stuff. I want all this stuff. I want the next level. But just remember, your investment is going to be proportionate to your promotion. time and moolah. That's the language of business. Time and money. And so be willing to put more in and understand that it's required for your promotion. And getting promoted is a part of the process of this industry. Guys, I want you to go out and get more eyes in front of your business, more eyes than you've ever done on today. Just stretch yourself a little bit. You working like you building somebody else's dream. Isn't this your dream? Isn't this your legacy? I tell people a lot of times, it's going to be a time where the people you working with now, they're going to go so far ahead of you, you won't be able to see them, touch them, know them. Get to work so you can graduate with your class. I love you. Let's go out and make some big things happen on today.